Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Perfect. It is Dukes and Bell live at Flowery Branch. Look, it's June. You missed Jesse Bates. He was talking about getting these next 5 weeks or so off. That's the norm around the NFL. So teams around the league, no matter what team you follow, is going through the same procedures, and then they'll get some time away. But when we come back, and hopefully you get some time away, it is go time, guys. And this team is going to have joint practices with the Titans.
Can't
this
wait.
Year.
That's the stuff you and I, a couple years ago, I forget, was it Cincinnati? I forget who came in here. No, we heard from D-Led about the Miami trip a couple years ago.
Correct.
That's when you really kind of get the no BS assessment of where you are.
Yeah, it was somebody came in here, Mike, and pushed us around.
Bengals were here a couple years back.
Bengals,
but Geno Atkins was throwing the guys around like the Kool-Aid man.
That's right.
But, I mean, and that's years ago.
Yep.
But it is interesting just because that's where you really do get to see what you got. And for the fans, especially this year, I know last year you had to rely on us as your eyes and ears. But now you get to come up here again and see everything in person. I think the weekend's going to be off the hook up here at the branch.
I do, too. And here's the other thing. Number one overall pick's coming in. And Cam Ward. We're going to get a chance to see him.
Right.
And
who?
Cam Ward.
Not Shador. I mean, again, this guy, if ever there's a guy, he should send a candy gram and a Christmas present to Shador Sanders, taking all the pressure off of him up there in Nashville.
No doubt. But we'll get a chance to see him in live drills and certainly 11 on 11. Now, nobody's going to hit him.
Right.
But if you want to see if he can deliver the rock, I mean, that's going to be good to see and good, certainly, practice for our guys as well. But that is something that I think a lot of guys are looking forward to. We get three preseason games, guys. You know that. We're on the road against Dallas. That Titans game will be one that's played here because they'll be practicing against us up here at Flowery Branch. But as we talk about this team and the things that we saw James Pierce today. Guy asked me on social media, Dukes, is he going to be a starter? Guys, I'd love to tell you that. I don't know. I'm not going to mislead you and tell you that James Pierce, and you're going to say, well, he's a first-round pick. I understand that. But what I
he's got to produce.
What
he's got to be the man.
Well,
he's got to be a star. I need 10 sacks.
We need all of that. But what I don't know is, what is this rotation going to look like?
Right. Because Leonard Floyd will be starting.
Leonard Floyd
and
is a guy.
Jalen Walker is going to be starting.
Absolutely.
Sure.
So I don't want to say that. But I do think he can have an impact. But saw him today. He looks good. Look, let me say this about Bijan. B, what's up? He looks like he could go out right now and score 3 touchdowns on any team in the NFL. There are no off days for Bijan Robinson. And part of the problem was last year, if you guys didn't know this story, he actually kind of overworked himself. And to get the start of the training camp, they had to literally like go, you need to ease off a little bit. He's got to learn, and this is learning how to be a professional. I don't have to work out as hard every day to get my body right. You got to kind of learn how this goes. But I'm just telling you, Bijan, and yesterday they were telling me, they said he was up here, and obviously Mike and I were in the studio. They said he caught a little screen yesterday and did a juke move. And everybody was like, ooh, like your kids.
Right.
Oh, at the playground. And it's mandatory minicamp. We're not even gearing up for a game. So I'm just telling you, there are guys who are ready and looked the part. Bijan's one of them. Drake looks good. The explosiveness of Jalen Walker is real. I will just tell you that whatever you're hearing about how he gets off the ball, that is a real thing with Jalen Walker.
Right, and the size of Rook Arorro, and you and I were just talking about him last hour, or earlier this hour, I should say. You know, we got some size. One thing we do notice, there's a lot of size now in that edge group and defensive tackle group, although some of those guys aren't exactly name brands. Onyemata is back as well. So we still, I think, a little bit thin. I wonder if James Harrison does kick in now as a defensive tackle, a true, like, sort of like, you know, three-technique guy.
Bigger inside. That's what I think, Mike. I think some of the guys that we had outside last year were misplaced. They need to be inside and playing more, you know, inside the three techniques and whatnot. But we're going to see what Jeff Ulbrich has got up his sleeve. And here's the other thing I'll tell you. We'll see at camp. They are saying, guys around this team are saying they're liking the Jeff Ulbrich system. I don't know what that is quite yet. We thought it was going to be the same system that we were running with Jimmy Lake. Obviously, Mike, it's not. It's going to be a little bit different. Ultimately, guys, it's about playmaking. And if our guys don't make plays, it don't matter what damn system you run. But whatever this is going to look like, apparently guys are digging it.
Right. A.J. Terrell, you'll hear his conversation with us coming up as we had a chance to talk to Jesse Bates and A.J. about, you know, you asked, is it schematically, is it personal responsibility? But we'll talk about, you know, just getting turnovers. Jesse Bates, I think guys are hitting us on the text line. About, man, I want to hear Jesse talk about that stuff. Yes, he's a – that's – you need. See, you got 11 of those dudes, then you go win the Super Bowl. That's the kind of, you know, attitudely, you know, I mean, the effort, the professionalism, what this guy does on Sundays, you know, and that's what, I mean, hopefully we're getting that with Jalen Walker. That's why Jalen Walker is going to be a breath of fresh air for that front seven.
404-726-0929. While we're talking about Jesse Bates, and we'll take you around the NFL, Joe Burrow in support of Trey Hendrickson, who is not at mandatory minicamp. Also, some other news going on, including Micah Parsons at Cowboys minicamp. A lot of people said he was not going to show up. Remember, Parsons is looking to sign a new deal, but he's not complained. He's not said anything. He keeps thinking that maybe this is going to happen before the season starts. Maybe it will. Remember what they did with Dak now. They waited to the last minute, and then they did the Dak deal, and, you know, he got his money. I don't know if Jerry's going to wait that long, but we'll talk more about that coming up in 4th and 1.
Now, we're going to effort to make sure that Micah, his contract is addressed, but still maintaining a team dynamic.
He, by the way, Jerry Jones.
Is that good? I'm trying to talk about the kind of gibberish that Jerry throws out.
If you're interested, America's team, The Gambler and His Cowboys, is going to be on Netflix August 19th.
Okay.
The story of the Dallas Cowboys and Jerry Jones' impact on NFL history. So Netflix has done some kind of doc, and that's going to be released right before the start of football season.
Some of those docs on NFL and sports have been a little soft. Some of they doubled down on Brett Favre, man. They did a hatchet chop on Brett Favre. I'll be curious because, guys, everybody and their uncle, including somebody in that office in front office in Dallas, know. Man, just Jerry, there's things he's gotten right because, you know, the offensive line, he drafted some really good pieces. But more times than not, dumb decisions. I mean, that things that Jimmy Johnson never would have done. And, Jimmy, look, how much do you think it still, at the end of the day, aggravates Jerry Jones that everyone knows that Jimmy Johnson was the architect of those championships?
I think it bugs
even
it.
The year the Switzer won.
No, it does. It would bug, I think, anybody who has an ego as big as Jerry Jones that he was not the architect. Speaking of getting to the Super Bowl and winning and all the things that we desire, this is what Jesse Bates told us literally about 45 minutes ago as we started the show in regards to getting it done.
I'll go out there, you know, train, get my mind, my body right, make sure I'm ready to go for this training camp and then go into the season, year 8, get to these damn playoffs.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know, get us a playoff game in that Benz and give the fans what they deserve.
Yeah, I mean, and I say this, I know some people, you know, they're like, we deserve it like every other fan base. No, we deserve it a little bit more.
No, we deserve it more.
We do.
Yeah, I mean.
We deserve it a little bit more.
I was talking to Alice and Mastrangelo from Channel 2. Today we're watching practice, you and I. And we're talking about, like, she grew up in South Jersey as a Philly fan. I grew up, obviously, in Long Island, a Mets fan. And I said, being a Mets fan, it groomed me to be a Falcon fan because of all the disappointment, all the heartbreak, and sticking with the team, which, you know, it's not easy, especially after Super Bowl 51. But, yeah, guys, 7 years is an eternity in the NFL to not have a playoff appearance. So that's got to be Carl, whether you and I did the numbers at the end of the show yesterday, whether we win 10 or 11 games this year, but I still think we can beat the Bucks for the division. I'm not sure if we can do it, you know, if the Bucks are letter perfect, because I think they're still a better team than us top to bottom.
Yes.
You know, I think we've got all the elements. It really comes down to, guys, you're saying on the text line, if our defense comes together, then maybe 2016 all over again, because there's so many elements in place like that season in the offseason.
Yeah, you got to have your stars be stars, and then you got to have some guys that just do some unexpected things. Maybe it's Rook.
Right.
Maybe it's the rookie class with Xavier and Billy and Jalen. You just don't know who's going to pop. But, yeah, you're right. That's the difference. You had your guys who you needed to play well do just that, and then we had some guys that popped, and we were like, wow, okay, they're better than we anticipated. I just feel like that is present here.
Right.
When I say I'm talking about that demeanor and that urgency of we know what's at stake. There's enough guys that have been around. Look, Jake Matthews, been around, right? There are guys that have been here that understand. And Jake's been through the ups and downs. He played in that Super Bowl. He understands. But there's a lot of guys that feel like, okay, I came here, whether it was Jesse Bates through free agency and made the highest paid safety in the league, or other guys that were drafted. You're on a team 6, 7, 8 years, and you don't do jack?
Right.
There's got to be some urgency with that. So, and when I say that, that doesn't mean, guys, we win the Super Bowl in September. What it means, though, is, Mike, those mental lapses, those coaching mistakes, those things that hurt us last season that should have gotten us there cannot happen this year.
Look, this was a playoff team. I mean, that's why, you know, when we don't want to sound like homers, but if you look at it, all the country sees was the collapse. We know how it happened. You know, the Kirk Cousins dynamic, we've covered that, you know, from stem to stern. The thing is, Carl, this was a team, even with the defense that was kind of lost at times, was still in a position to win this division. Just needed some competent quarterback play down the stretch. So, to me, where you saw the wheels come off was the Minnesota game, and then, you know, and Rod did kind of fix some things. But then there's no excuse for how we wrapped up the season, the Carolina game, unless you feel, you know, and I'm not even going to say the Q word. I think anybody quit. But, I mean, that was just such a lost, disorganized bunch on the back end. And we talked about it. You'll hear AJ's reaction to that, because Michael Pettis had a fantastic game, his best game as a pro, and we blow it on the other side.
I think Jimmy Lake had guys out of position that didn't help this defense. And ultimately, if you went back and reviewed what was supposed to happen and what actually happened, it's one of the reasons why he's not here. Yeah, the defense wasn't what it's supposed to be, but Mike, you just fundamentally have to be sound. I can't have guys running around not knowing where the hell they're supposed to be.
Right.
The Minnesota game was an example of that, and that's why I asked Jesse that question about the last five games or so. He was frustrated. He was not happy because the communication was breaking down, but also I think guys were out of position. And that gets back to coaching.
Right, and then on top of that, there's no pass rush.
True.
So you got guys, you know, I mean, the famous play, and Dee Alford got cut. But, you know, you look at Dee Alford basically doing like he's doing a crab walk, you know, trying to catch up with Justin Jefferson.
He's back, though.
Yeah, but I'm not a fan. I mean, with all due respect, not a fan. There's some guys on that secondary that have had more than ample opportunity to establish themselves, and I'm not buying that. We'll see.
That's what Jesse said, too. Jesse said, look, there are guys that were here last year that made some of those mistakes. He didn't name.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Names, but he said that was part of it. We got to work through all that. Hey, man, we got plenty more to get to. We're live at Flowery Branch. Lots more baseball to talk about. Our Braves win, they lose. They're playing this afternoon, getaway day. I just want them to win a series. Can we do that? That's all I'm asking. Is that too much? Why are you looking at me like that?
Well,
too much?
I mean, we...
It's too much?
Sound like snit. Well, it's hard. You know, guys aren't hitting, and well...
man. Snorts, chortle, snorts. Fourth and one is coming up, guys. We'll get to everything that's going on around the NFL next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.